check in with Alice Walker for Arts News. And Alice, the huge fires in Brisbane have caused a lot of destruction and real suffering, and the Brisbane Festival has been affected as well.
It has. More than 1,200 bushfires have been burning across Queensland since the start of the month, which is really unusual for this time of year. More than a dozen properties have been destroyed and many more damaged, and it's these communities who felt the biggest impact, of course. But in terms of how Brisbane Festival has been affected, the conditions have caused a total fire ban in Brisbane, Moreton Bay and Redlands City local government areas, meaning Fire Gardens has been cancelled. So that's the event from French street theatre outfit company Carabos. They were all set to transform the city botanic gardens with fire installations. You might have seen their work at Melbourne Festival last year. The Brisbane Festival event was initially postponed to this week, but with the extension of the fire ban through to the weekend, Fire Gardens will no longer go ahead.
Oh, well, that's a shame. There was talk of fireworks too. Are they okay?
Yes, there's a big firework event that concludes Brisbane Festival called River Fire, and there has been some talk about whether that will be able to continue, but Brisbane Festival says it is going ahead as planned next Saturday. The festival set up a partnership with disaster relief charity GiveIt, which you can donate to at the Treasury Brisbane Arcadia Hub or when you buy tickets online.
All right, well, from event cancellations to company closures. Now, last week we spoke about Theatre of Image closing down. We've now learned that Melbourne's production company is also closing.
That's right. The not-for-profit musical theatre company based in Melbourne. It's been operating since 1999 and it's funded by the Pratt Foundation. And each year it generally puts on three musicals at the Arts Centre with just 2 weeks of studio rehearsals and one in studios. That's a very quick turnaround. In 21 years, it's staged 65 musicals.
65? That is heaps. I mean, I know they've provided so much employment for people as well as a lot of pleasure. Anyway, why is this happening? What's going on?
Well, the production company isn't giving interviews and its statement didn't really say why it's closing, but it did say the theatre's availability could be impacted by upcoming renovations under the Victorian government's plans for the arts precinct. It hasn't been an easy year for the company, with mixed reviews surrounding its experimental production of the David Bowie and Enda Walsh musical Lazarus and complaints about the treatment of race in Thoroughly Modern Millie. It does still have two shows up its sleeve, though, Ragtime in November, and there'll also be a musical in May next year, though we don't know what it will be just yet.
Oh, a mystery.
It is a mystery.
All right. Now, 9 arts practitioners have just been awarded Sydney Meyer Creative Fellowships, and this is a very distinguished award. In good company, these people.
It's fantastic news for them because it means they'll be taking home $160,000 over 2 years, tax-free and not tied to any outcomes. That's huge. The Sydney Meyer Creative Fellowships are for mid-career arts practitioners who've been in the industry between 7 and 15 years. You don't apply for it, you're nominated by someone else. And the two key criteria are outstanding talent and exceptional professional courage. So big. One of this year's winners is Lydia Fairhall, who wears a lot of hats. She's a theatre and film producer. She's currently a producer at Ilbidgery Theatre Company. She's also a writer, a festival curator, a singer-songwriter. She's worked for Queensland Performing Arts Centre. She's worked for Footscray Community Arts Centre. And she says she's going to use the money to focus on her music, but also to work with arts organisations on their governance and business models.
One of the things that this fellowship does is give you the opportunity to do the stuff that you normally wouldn't find under a job title or within a job description. And so I'm really keen to be looking at different models and First Nations business models for arts companies more generally, and particularly thinking about how we can, you know, think about the business side of the arts in a way that is focused on the new economy and empathy and all those, you know, kind of wonderful things that make our art amazing, making the business side just as amazing.
That's Lydia Fairhall. She's also just received the $80,000 Community Art and Cultural Development Fellowship from the Australia Council. We know it's not easy to make a living as an artist, so she's having a really good year.
Well, good on Lydia. And who else is in the lineup? Who else has scored a Sydney Meyer Fellowship?
In the stage industry, there's circus performer Natano Fanana, dancer Alastair McIndo, and director Emma Valente from feminist experimental theatre company The Rabble. There was a piece on their show Lone made with primary school age children on the stage show last year. Rounding out the list are musician Lior, writers Maxine Beniba-Clark and Keridwan Dovey, and visual artists Angela Tiatia and Ramesh Mario Nithyendran.
Well, congratulations to all those winners. Alice Walker there with Arts News.